This is KUNC. At KUNC, we enjoy hearing from you. In May, we hosted our first Java with a Journalist community listening event, and resident Sarah Marsh attended. She's heard our ongoing coverage of the state's teacher shortage and the role low salaries play in it, but she wanted us to know this also affects another group of educators that no one is talking about. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel takes it from here.
Sarah Marsh will tell you straight up, she loves her job.
I love getting to know the kids. They're so funny and creative and goofy, and they're people.
She works with 4 and 5-year-olds as a preschool teacher in Erie.
The moment where a kid first zips their zipper is amazing. They feel so powerful. They can do it themselves, and they just have this look, and it feels so cool to be there.
But what Marsh doesn't love is the pay. She's been teaching for 7 years.
I make a few dollars more per hour than I did as a hostess in high school at a restaurant. And that is the most I've ever made. And I'm really excited about what I'm making right now.
Her school day is jam-packed, teaching 10 lessons from music and reading to teaching students how to deal with their emerging emotions. And these are young kids, so there are frequent bathroom breaks. She says the list just goes on and on.
I so often feel disrespected and not valued for what I do, where we serve this young population and we're the people making it possible for like 80% of our workforce to be at work.
So while the teachers make very little, the cost of preschool is very high. At a community school in Fort Collins, parents pay an average of $1,000 a month.
So this is our parent classroom. These guys are all 3.5 to 4.5.
Heather Griffith is the owner of the Young People's Learning Center. About 70 kids attend preschool each day. So if the average monthly cost is $1,000 and there are 12 months in a year, that's about $850,000. Should be a nice profit, right?
Almost all of our costs are driven by staff pay.
The state mandates that preschool classrooms have one teacher for every 8, 10, or 12 kids, depending on their age. The average hourly wage for a preschool teacher in Colorado is about $15 an hour. So even though Griffith pays her teachers from $11 to $16 an hour, the wages still add up. Between payroll, supplies, and administrative costs, she says her profit is only about 10%.
Cost is always a thing in childcare. We don't pay teachers enough, but we can't charge parents more because they don't have it. So that's always a balancing act and is super tough for everybody on all sides.
We're also in a real crisis in Colorado and nationally with respect to preschool teachers' pay.
That's Diana Shack. She's an assistant professor of education and human development at the University of Colorado, Denver.
The knowledge and skills of the preschool teacher is the single most important factor in high-quality preschool.
But in Colorado, about a third of these educators are on public assistance. And she says the low pay has led to turnover rates of up to 44% depending on the job.
Right now, two people are bearing the brunt of this flawed system. Parents who cannot afford to pay more, and teachers who cannot afford to stay in the field.
So if raising parent fees won't work, then how can we increase preschool teacher pay? One way is to ask voters. Summit County plans to do that in November. Voters there will decide on a measure that would increase property taxes to raise almost $9 million. About a quarter of that would fund early childhood care and learning. But it will also be competing with a statewide tax question that would also raise money for preschool through secondary education.
Liam, do you want to come say something in the microphone? Do you want to say hi? No?
Back at the Young People's Learning Center in Fort Collins, owner Heather Griffith agrees taxes are a good way to get more funding for preschool and teacher salaries.
So we are going to have to, as a society, decide this is important and put money into it, or it's going to fall apart.
Sarah Marsh has worked several preschool teaching jobs and has finally found one that offers partial health benefits and gives her almost 2 weeks of vacation a year. She just wishes she could make more money.
People don't realize we work all year long. People don't realize we do a full curriculum. People don't realize everything that goes into what we do. And I really want people to know. I want it to be important because it is.
For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.